Solo Country Bob FM.
Here we go, Bob Almanac Friday edition, Friday, July 13th, 194th day of the year, 171 days left to go. We are back to being sponsor free on the Bob Almanac. It only takes so much. I mean, the Bob Almanac is such a mover and shaker, such a deliverer when it comes to results that
they're overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed. Yeah. So they have to drop off. So here's a unique opportunity for you to garner what is the crowning jewel of Bob FM, the Bob Almanac. Please contact the Bob FM sales department. There's an 85% chance they won't screw it up. So contact them.
That's pretty good.
That's good percentage, better than most. Contact them if you would. Like I said, a unique opportunity to latch on to the juggernaut that is the Bob Almanac. 1832 this date, explorer Henry Schoolcraft. Sounds like the maker of the Trapper Keeper, Schoolcraft.
It really does.
Pencil boxes. Henry Schoolcraft discovered the source of the Mississippi River, Lake Itasca, in Minnesota. There was a dispute in the border between U.S. and Canada, which I think at that time was controlled by Britain, in 1920. So originally he went there in 1920. And decided that it was Cass Lake, but the water was low.
I thought it was 1820.
That's what I meant, 1820. Yeah, okay. 1820. I hope we knew what the source of the Mississippi was, 1920.
I would hope so.
1820 was the first expedition. They only went as far north as Cass Lake. That's as far as they could get.
Okay.
But this guy was pretty astute. He said, you know what? I think when the water's higher, I think it goes further north. So 12 years later, he comes back and he finds it in Lake Itasca. Just a little dribble out of Lake Itasca.
Wow.
Is the start of
way to go,
the
Henry.
Mississippi River.
And don't call him Hank.
And it wasn't Cass Lake at that time. Cass Lake is named after, like, I think the governor of Michigan or the governor of the Michigan Territory. You might want to look that up.
I could look that
up. If I recall that from past almanacs. And gosh, I hope he didn't do anything bad in his life or they're going to have to change the name.
Right.
1923, the Hollywood sign is officially dedicated in the hills above Hollywood, Los Angeles. Now, originally it said Hollywood Land.
That didn't flow.
No, Hollywood Land didn't. It was for realty. It was like it was for land sale. They put this big thing up. Hey, come to Hollywood Land. Buy land.
Right.
Buy real estate. Oh, look at here. We got people here. They're watching.
Yeah.
Did he pay the $25 fee to watch us through the window?
I don't think so.
There's a $25 fee for the Almanac tickets.
Security will throw him out
soon. We didn't scan the tickets.
Yeah.
And also we'll check your bags. They dropped the last four letters in 49 when they renovated it. Then they renovated it again. And it looks pretty nice now.
Right.
It's all lighted up and everything. Yeah. But at one point in time, it was in disrepair. It was an ugly-looking sign in the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm.
1939, this date.
From the bottom of my heart, I love you.
There's Frank Sinatra. That is his recording debut with the Harry James Band, 1939. Harry James Band, Harry James Orchestra, From the Bottom of My Heart. I think he was barely in his 20s at that time.
Yeah. Could still sing. Yeah, I think he was born, I thought it was like 1919.
So that was in 39, Frank Sinatra. 1950, doctors removed 7 bone fragments from Ted Williams' elbow. So he led the league in hits and in bone fragments.
Huh.
Ted Williams on this date, still playing ball. He had 7 bone fragments. Now, we got guys nowadays, they're missing time because of general soreness.
Right. I know, and look at him.
1960.
Let me say first that I accept the nomination of the Democratic Party.
This was the day that John F. Kennedy did just that. He accepted the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party.
Without reservation and with only one obligation. The obligation to devote every effort of my mind and spirit to lead our party back to victory and our nation to greatness.
Did he say make America great again?
I think so.
That was in 1960. Move ahead to 65.
With the new left field stands expanding capacity, a record crowd of 46,706 crams every inch of Metropolitan Stadium.
Ooh. This was the All-Star Game 1965 at Metropolitan Stadium. The Vikings financed that new double-deck left field pavilion out there.
Sure.
And got that attendance for both Vikings and Twins games to go way up. The National League won the game 6-5. Harmon Killebrew hit a home run.
Yes, he did.
Juan Marichal of the Giants was your MVP. Yeah. He was the starter for the National League.
And had the highest leg kick of any other pitcher of his time.
Yeah, exactly. Very high. Mm-hmm. Very flexible. Very bendy for Juan Marichal. Here's the outfield for the National League. Willie Stargell, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron.
Formidable.
Pretty good outfield.
Yeah.
So that was in 65.
I forgot Stargell started in the outfield before he moved to first base.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't late. As big. He right. wasn't as big. Yeah. He could still cover some ground.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
This is this is for Jim Rich. It sounded like he wasn't familiar with this.
Right. I thought I had somebody email me and say, hey, you clowns, it's Albania.
And we go, oh, they actually didn't get the bit.
Yeah,
they didn't realize we were singing to the tune of...
Correct. I said we were having a little variation on the theme.
Iowa, right. Iowa, you border on
South
Missouri.
Dakota.
Yeah. Your major export are hogs. I mean, it's
you can have fun
funny.
With it. Yeah,
yeah. So Albania was in the news this date, 1978. No more diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China.
Oh,
how about
severed
that?
Ties?
Yes, they did sever ties. Hmm. 1982, we're going to go to Montreal. First All-Star game ever outside the United States.
The Twins to Minnesota from Minnesota Twins, Kent Herbeck.
A little French there for you.
Minnesota Twins.
The Twins de Minnesota. That was 82 All-Star game in Montreal at Olympic Stadium. Pretty sure the National League won that one. 1985.
That was like Herbeck's.
Only.
Yeah.
That was his
and,
only
and
All-Star
his
game. It was a rookie year.
What do you do when you get lonely?
Eric Clapton with Phil Collins on the drums. At London's Wembley Stadium playing.
I remember watching that.
Layla.
Yeah.
Live Aid. I remember Phil Collins was the one who played at Wembley, and then he jumped on the Concorde.
Yep.
And went to Philadelphia at John F. Kennedy Stadium.
Played there.
They raised $75 million for famine relief. So
he traveled back in time, in essence.
He pretty much did.
Yeah.
He did. The Concorde was that fast.
Right.
Not as fast as the DeLorean, but pretty darn fast.
Right.
Didn't go all the way back to 1955. We remember the boss today.
When you put the pinstripes on, you're not just putting a baseball uniform on. You're wearing tradition and you're wearing pride. And you're going to wear it the right way.
There's George Steinbrenner. He died on this date. He was the boss. Here's a stat for you. In 23 years, he hired and fired 20 managers before Joe Torre. Joe Torre gave him
the stability
that he never had at any point in time. Of course, five times it was Billy Martin. George Steinbrenner, he was 80 on this date. He changed the way baseball business was done. He started spending a lot of money, and everybody had to do the same to keep up. 2010.
Yes.
2013.
The deceased has been identified as 31-year-old actor Corey Monteith, who achieved great fame on the popular TV series Glee. Before I give further information... On the behalf of the Vancouver Police.
The Vancouver Police announcing the death of Corey Monteith. He played Finn on Glee. He was only 31. It was a drug issue, sadly, on this day, 2013. And 2 years ago, Theresa May became Britain's prime minister. It sounds like she and President Trump are getting along pretty well.
Well, sort of well.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen what was said on Twitter? They're kind of going back and forth.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good to have a little give and take, right?
Yeah,
you don't
want
to
be all that.
Sometimes it's way too friendly, some of these relations.
Right.
You got to get down to the nitty-gritty sometime. But Theresa May is 2016. We're going to move on to birthdays, but before we do that, I need to mention that we are going to be giving away Street Machine Summer National tickets.
Ooh, almanac quiz.
It's a four-pack, so an almanac quiz. We are still formulating what will be that question for the quiz. So keep it right here. Birthdays.
I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Federation Starship Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. Jean-Luc Picard. Patrick Stewart, captain of the Enterprise D and then eventually the E. I think he was also the captain of the Stargazer, too, Neil. Do you know that?
I didn't know that, but the guy was a good captain.
Do you know what his favorite beverage was?
Earl Grey Hot.
Tea, Earl Grey Hot. Now, that I know you knew. Patrick Stewart is 78. We got some big hitters.
Yeah, we do.
With birthdays today. Patrick Stewart. Now, this guy.
keep your distance, though, Chewie. But don't look like you're trying to keep your distance.
I don't know. Fly casual.
You know, he could understand Chewbacca,
and he could understand
Wookiee, but he never talked Wookiee.
Yeah.
Han Solo never spoke Wookiee, unless he did maybe in the Han Solo solo movie.
Yeah.
Which maybe I didn't pick it up, but in any of the other ones with Harrison Ford, he could understand, but then Chewbacca understood English but didn't speak English. Does that make sense?
No,
it really doesn't. I don't know if it's a Rosetta Stone thing or what, but Harrison Ford, Star Wars, Indiana Jones,
Wookiee's,
you know him.
Tough, yeah.
Harrison Ford, it's almost as hard as Klingon.
Very much so.
Yeah. Did everything turn. Roger McGuinn playing that 12-string guitar.
Very nicely, I might
with
add.
With the birds, Roger McGuinn. McGuinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher. Roger McGuinn at 76 today. Erno Rubik, $25 in deals on Radio Bucks. For anybody who can name their kid Erno in the next 72 hours.
Yeah, it's not Ernest or Ernie, it's Erno.
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 Yeah. Tickle me Erno. Erno Rubik is 74
what
today.
What did he give us?
He gave us Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
my last name, Rubik.
Okay.
74 today. You know, some of the great caddies, Bones, Fluff,
Fluff.
Stevie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I had to choose, I would go with Romeo.
Maybe she hit your putter. You can't shank that one.
Look, if you're the Mexican Mac O'Grady, you got to figure out why I'm still shanking the ball.
You know.
Now what's the problem?
Shh.
I'm catching on the hosel, right?
Yeah, right.
Moving my head.
Yeah.
I'm laying it off.
He said, hit your putter. You don't shank your putter. Neil, have you ever shanked your putter? I think I've tried.
I probably have. For a while there, I had the shanks.
On the hosel.
I was on the hosel way too often.
Cheech.
I haven't had that for a long time.
One of the great Chicano caddies of all time. Cheech and Chong, born in East L.A. He's 72.
Hilarious.
Good grief. Yeah. Daphne Reed, who is one of the Aunt Viv's. It's a Darren situation there for Bewitched from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Daphne Reed. I think she was the first one.
Yeah.
Might have to check that to be sure. 70 today.
Wow.
Pinky Nelson, George Pinky Nelson, the astronaut who was born in Iowa, but he calls Wilmer his hometown. He went on, I think, three space shuttle, different space shuttles, Discovery, Challenger, Columbia, but he went on three missions, and he is 68 today for Pinky Nelson. You remember that name, don't
sure.
you?
He was
a big deal there for a while.
Yep.
Hey, Sandy, would you like me to pierce your ears for you?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Dee Dee Khan, 67, a beauty school dropout, piercing ears.
What could go wrong?
Puncturing your skin. It's probably not a good idea. Yeah. I believe Sandy did get an infection, did she not?
I think so.
And Dee Dee Khan is 67. Dee Dee Wrath of Khan, we call her around my house.
I love it.
She's at 67 today. We don't play nearly enough Louise Mandrell. Would you get on that?
I'll work on it.
I Want to Say Yes is this one. I'm Not Through Loving You Yet. She had some top 10 success.
Couple of duets, too, with her husband, didn't he?
One of the, I don't know what how they ended up on the charts. You'd have to research that.
What was his name
again? Roscoe P. Coltrane. Louise Mandrell, 64. Barbara Mandrell's younger sister, of course. This guy's voice.
Well, it's no secret that the best thing about a secret is secretly telling someone your secret, thereby secretly adding another secret to their secret collection of secrets. Secretly.
Did you follow that from SpongeBob SquarePants?
I really didn't.
He took the world by storm in the early 2000s, and Tom Kenny, the man who does that voice, is 56 today. 56 for Tom Kenny.
Our new slam dunk champion with an incredible upset, Spud Webb.
You picked Dominique. I didn't think this guy had a chance. Shows you how much
Spud Webb beat, believe it or not, Dominique Wilkins in the 86 slum championship.
Ooh.
They were slumming.
Okay.
They were playing outdoors. The slam dunk contest in 86 at the All-Star game. Spud Webb, 5'7".
All 5'7". How old is he now?
He is celebrating his 55th birthday. 5'5" for Spud Webb. Muggsy Bogues was even shorter.
Yeah, he was.
He was like 5'3 or 5'4.
Right.
So, happy birthday, Spud Webb.
Chow. Leslie Chow. What are you talking about, Willis? Holla, city of squalor.
From the Hangover movies, yeah. Kim Jong. Don't call him Ken Jong-un.
Right.
Ken Jong.
Just Jong, that's it.
Ken Jong is 49. Community. He was. We like to show Dr. Ken that got the axe from ABC.
Right.
But he's celebrating number 49 today. He's just shy of 50.
Your staff missed that bluegrass legend, Rhonda Vincent. I don't know.
Yeah, we skip her every year. We don't acknowledge bluegrass on the almanac.
She is the best in that business.
Move on.
Television talk show host Dave. No, hold it. You can say when I miss you somebody, but I can't say when you.
Here
no, it works back both ways.
January 14th.
Here's Dave Garraway.
When NBC begins a new program called Today, and if it doesn't sound too revolutionary, I really believe begins a new kind of television.
Or too exciting.
We'll be with you every day for 2 hours in the morning.
That's some real energy there, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Is he still sleeping?
Sounds like me at 5:30 every morning.
Yeah. That is television talk show host Dave Garraway kicking off the Today Show back in the, well, I don't know what that was, the early 50s.
1952.
52. Dave Garraway was born on this day, 1913. Actor Bob Crane, you remember Colonel Hogan.
Sir, tomorrow's Hitler's birthday.
Yes.
And I wondered if you'd care to celebrate by giving us 2 extra hours of electric light in the barracks.
Mm-hmm. So you can have more time for digging your escape tunnel.
We've already finished the tunnel. We're working on an elevator now.
Good show. Great cast.
Yeah, and it was. It really was. Bob Crane, he was the leader of Hogan's Heroes, died in rather mysterious, somewhat ugly circumstance, they say. He was born on this day, 1928. Chef Paul Prudhomme was born on this day, 1940.
What's his specialty?
He cooks. I think it's filet mignon.
Jolly Time popcorn.
Over easy.
That's his specialty.
Maybe he gave us the hamburger with the egg on it, which is so very popular now. Chef Paul Prudhomme was born on this day, 1940. That's it. There's only 3 on my list. Gone. But not forgotten.
Okay, almanac quiz for the big summer nationals coming up. These aren't the summer locals. They're not the summer states. These are the summer nationals from O'Reilly Street Machine. Summer nationals, Minnesota State Fair, July 20th, 21st.
It's coming right up.
Through the 22nd here. And I've got a 4-pack for you. You must pick them up. Mm-hmm. That is the disclaimer here. That is the qualifier. You must pick them up. So you have to be able to get here to the Bob Studio sometime next week, because it does start next week, a week from today.
And we're in Ramsey, between Elk River and Anoka.
Yes, indeed. So here's the question. Neil claimed that my staff forgot somebody on the birthdays. When our birthday list is finally manicured, we go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And if they don't make the list, there was a reason for them not making the list. Mm-hmm. But we did miss somebody, according to Neil. And if he would have been sitting on this side, we would have been more than welcome to include him in the list, or her. So we just gave you a clue. It was a her, mm-hmm. and she was a musician. What was the name of that person?
Wow, you have to really listen close.
Yes, but you said it.
I did say
you said it. These are Street Machine Summer National tickets.
Priceless.
These are tickets so priceless that we won't even send them through the mail. Okay?
Yes.
All right. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer will win this 4-pack. Not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to go to the fairgrounds next week. And that's your almanac. Did you say they're all gone but not forgotten?
I did.
Okay, very good. Mike Reed now, Total Country Bob FM.
We have come to the place now.